Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden is urging Congress to approve a three-month suspension of the federal gas tax to help ease the pain of rising fuel prices. Biden says he also wants states to offer their own type of relief. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell calls it a bad idea.
This ineffective administration's big new idea is a silly proposal that senior members of their own party have already shot down well in advance.
Some Democrats and economists are also wary of a gas tax holiday, which Biden says would save about 18 cents a gallon. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm plans to discuss record fuel prices when she meets with major oil company executives later today. The January 6th committee is expected to hear more testimony today on the pressure campaign led by then-President Trump to overturn the 2020 election. Among the witnesses set to testify are three former Justice Department officials who refused to go along. More than 40 civil and human rights groups have written a letter urging President Biden to bring WNBA star Brittany Griner back to the U.S. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, Griner has been detained in Russia on drug charges since February.
The letter is addressed to President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris and signed by organizations including Human Rights Campaign, the NAACP, and National LGBTQ Task Force. It states deep appreciation for the administration's ongoing efforts to secure Brittany Griner's freedom, but says now it's time to make a deal to get her back home to America immediately and safely. Recently, those closest to Griner have said they're frustrated that efforts to get her released are too slow. Administration officials are quoted as saying the government's working aggressively, using every available means to bring her home. Meanwhile, the WNBA named Griner an honorary starter for next month's All-Star Game. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
For the first time in nearly 40 years, scientists have detected a possible outbreak of polio in the UK. As NPR's Michaeline Ducleff reports, the outbreak is prompting health officials to encourage parents to vaccinate their children.
So far, there have been no reported cases of polio in the UK, but scientists have detected the outbreak through an indirect route. They have found the virus in sewage water, and not just one version of polio, but several related versions. The genetic code of the virus suggests polio has spread between closely linked individuals in East and North London. UK health officials say the risk to the general public is extremely low because the majority of people are immunized for polio and are protected against infection. However, they are urging all families who haven't gotten vaccinated to make an appointment today. Michaeline Ducleff, NPR News.
U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR News. Uvalde School's police chief Pete Arredondo has been placed on administrative leave. The move comes after public outrage over Arredondo's response to last month's mass shooting that killed 19 fourth graders and two teachers. In Chicago, police are no longer allowed to chase people on foot simply because they might get away or are suspected of minor offenses. Officers also may not cause chases by speeding their squad cars toward a crowd and jumping out in order to catch people they deem suspects. UN agencies say they're scrambling to get emergency shelter and food aid to southeast Afghanistan following an earthquake that's killed at least 1,000 people. UN staff say medical teams and supplies are being dispatched to the worst-hit area. The BBC's James Landale has more.
Getting help to this remote region will be more than a challenge of geography. Many aid charities left the country when the Taliban seized power last year. Those that stayed are massively underfunded. At the same time, the international community is focused on Ukraine and has a fractious relationship with an Afghan government that seems concerned more about religious rules than feeding hungry people. The question now is whether it'll take an earthquake for Afghans to capture once again the attention of the world.
The BBC's James Landale reporting. A bloodhound named Trumpet has won this year's Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show and becomes the first of the breed to do so. Trumpet bested six other finalists to take the trophy. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.